day to be in church.
今天来教会多好啊。
Can you say amen?
能不能说阿们?
That was good. Say it again.
再来大声说阿们。
Say hallelujah.
说 hallelujah, 赞美主。
And again,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, 赞美主。
Amen. I'm glad I can say hallelujah. I'm glad I can say amen because we've got so much to be hopeful for.
我很高兴我能够说阿们，也能说赞美主，因为我们有那么多的事情，我们可以有盼望。
Just sitting there as our brother was praying and as they were taking the offering, I was remembering a little incident that happened while my wife and I were filling in Kaohsiung not so many years ago.
我刚才就在大家领诗啊、祷告啊，在这收奉献的时候，我就想起来我跟我太太以前在台湾，在高雄发生的一件小事。
I grew up in the church and always took for granted the hope that we have in Jesus.
因为我是在教会长大的，所以从来我就觉得我们在耶稣基督里有盼望，这是想当然，这肯定就是这样的嘛，没有什么好争议的。
The hope of eternal life, the hope of the resurrection.
我们有盼望，我们有复活的盼望，我们有永生的盼望。
But a brother came to me one day and he said, Pastor, would you please pray for my father?
但是有一天一个弟兄过来找我，他说，牧师，你能不能为我的父亲祷告？
He said, he's in the hospital in Taipei. He's advanced in years and he has no hope.
他说，我的父亲现在在台北的医院里，他年纪很大了，他现在他觉得毫无盼望。
I thought at first he was talking about physical hope, but he wasn't. He was talking about spiritual hope.
开始我以为他是说他父亲年事那么高了，可能身体上觉得已经没有希望治好了。但是后来我才明白他的意思是说他的父亲没有属天的盼望。
His father wasn't a Christian, and he hadn't believed in Jesus, and he was talking about his father not having hope.
因为他的父亲还没有信主，所以他觉得他父亲在灵里没有盼望，所以他觉得这就是他所希望有的。
I've thought a lot about that since that time, about those that don't believe in Jesus. Beyond this grave, there is no hope.
所以在那件事情以后，我常常就在想，这些不信主的人，坟墓以后他们是没有盼望的。
Well, I've got good news, Brother Ming's father. While he was on his hospital bed, a chaplain visited him. One of our pastors.One of our churches visited him and led him to Jesus, and he believed in Jesus, and he was baptized there in his hospital bed.
好消息就是这位弟兄的父亲后来是信主了，因为他在医院里病床上的时候，由我们教会的牧师去探访，然后医院的这个牧师也去探访，他就在病床上接受了主。
Brother Ming was rejoicing in that the fact that his father now had hope.
所以他的这位弟兄非常高兴，他知道他的爸爸现在有了盼望。
In spite of the fact they were not expecting him to, his father did recover physically and lived some years after that.
实际上，他都当时都没有想着他爸爸病还能好起来，他爸爸居然又好起来，又活了好几年。
This morning is the week after Easter.
今天是这个复活节之后的第一个主日。
You knew that already, didn't you?
我们都知道这一点，是不是
？Didn't need me to tell you.
我不需要告诉大家这一点。
But you know, the week after Easter is an interesting Sunday. You see, Easter is the time that we try to convince everybody that the resurrection took place. We present all of the evidence of the resurrection.
这个复活节之后的第一个主日对我来说挺有趣的，因为在复活节的时候，我们所有的人都在寻找证据，要证明复活这件事儿是真正的发生了。
But we don't need to do that today here because we assume that you believe in the resurrection or you wouldn't be here today.
但是今天我们不需要再去到处寻找证据证明复活这事儿已经发生，因为我们知道已经发生了，是不是？不然你们就不会在这儿。
The resurrection is one of the most historically verifiable facts in history.
因为主耶稣基督的复活这件事儿在历史上它是所有的被证实的证据最充足的历史事件之一。
Many documented facts of times that atheists have set out to disprove the resurrection of Jesus, but when they examined all of the evidence, they became believers in Christ.
很多的无神论者不断地在去用历史的文献去寻找证据证明耶稣基督复活这事儿根本就没有发生过。但是当他们拿到这些证据之后，他们不得不承认这件事情是真的，而且很多人就从无神论转为基督。
But now that we've celebrated the high Holy day of Christianity and Easter, and now we're back into the regular Sundays of the Christian calendar, I want to offer at least two warnings before I start my message this morning.
我们上个星期是我们所有的基督徒是最值得我们庆祝的一个最大的节日，主耶稣基督复活给我们所有人盼望。那是一个节日，可是这个星期呢，我们好像又回到日常的生活之中了。那这个主日我要给大家的信息呢，是两个警告。我想我在开我的信息之前，我先给你们两个警告。
Both warnings come from the Old Testament.
这两个警告都是来自旧约的。
The first warning comes from Genesis chapter 6.
第一个警告是来自这个创世纪的第六章。
After Adam and Eve had sinned in the garden and God had promised redemption and civilization had expanded, yet men had turned away from God. They had forgotten all about God.
亚当夏娃被赶出乐园之后，神是给了他们救赎的机会，但是人类随着文明的发展，他们越来越就走向邪恶。
Turned away to the point that God said that men have no thoughts in their hearts whatsoever of God and what he has done.
人就远离了神，所以神就在说，这些人已经远离了我，他们的心思意念都远离了我。
And so God told Noah to build an ark for the saving of his household.
所以神就让挪亚去建一个方舟，把他自己的家人给救了就好。
Because of sin, the world was going to be destroyed by flood.
就因为人类的罪孽滔天，神就决定用洪水淹没整个的地球，让所有的人类都消灭掉算了。
And that's the danger for us, is that we can become complacent, and before we know it, things begin to enter in, and we begin to become part of the world around us.
这对我们就是一个警告，就是我们慢慢的是生活好像对于这个神的这个道就已经不那么敏感，根本就是跟着世人一样去流离飘荡，好像做什么都无所谓，就是随波逐流，结果这个无罪就会让我们远离神。
But we as Christians, we need to remind ourselves often that we are not part of this world. We are different because we have been born again and Christ has forgiven us of our sins.
但是作为基督徒，我们必须要记住，我们跟这个世界不是同流合污的，我们跟世界是不一样，我们必须要分别为圣，因为耶稣基督已经救赎了我们。
If we allow sin in our life, it changes our relationship.
如果我们允许罪来破坏我们的生命，破坏我们的关系。
Sin changes our relationship among our family members.
你知道这个罪会破坏我们跟家人的关系。
Sin changes our relationships in our communities.
罪会把我们跟社区的关系也破坏掉。
Sin changes our relationships in our nation.
在我们甚至国与国之间的关系也会因为罪而破坏。
Most of all, sin changes our relationship with God.
而且最重要的是，罪会让我们与神的关系。
So we need to be careful.
所以我们必须要非常的小心。
You know, there's a few little warnings that we need to take heed from the story of Noah.
所以从挪亚的故事，我们应该拿到一些警告。
You know, the ark was constructed of gopher wood, which would indicate that it would never decay. It was a very strong wood, and the worms wouldn't eat the gopher wood.
挪亚方舟是用戈非木做的，这种木头不会朽坏，在水里泡多久它也不会朽坏。
The ark was shaped like a coffin. It really was not shaped like a boat.
我们把中文把它叫挪亚方舟，实际上它根本不是一个船的形状，它整个的形象，我们大家看的一些图片呀什么的，它是像一个棺材一样，是四方的，是不是？
A couple of very important things that a boat has that the ark didn't have.
你是船一般都有一些重要的部件，这个挪亚的方舟可是没有这些部件。
The ark didn't have a rudder to steer it.
这个它的挪亚方舟前面没有舵，我们船都是要有一个舵，能够掌舵才能走嘛。但是这个挪亚方舟是方方正正，它没有这个舵。
And the ark didn't have a keel underneath of it to give it that stability that it needed.
它这个船一般下面都必须要有一个承重体，让这个船能够稳定。这个挪亚方舟也没有这一点。
You see, and so God was directing the ark. The ark was floating, and God was taking care of the ark, and God directed it day by day.
所以这个挪亚方舟是谁在开船呢？是神亲自在开船，他保证这个船不会倾浮，不会倒掉，在这个水面上一直漂流，稳定。
And day by day, we as Christians, as God hears our voice early in the morning, as the psalmist said that he had determined that God would hear his voice early in the morning, we need to pray for direction every day.
我们作为基督徒每天必须要从神那里求神给我们方向给我们指引，就是每天早上向神说你要听到我的声音。
Oh, it gets so boring to pray for the same thing day after day.
大家是不是温牧师一直提到每天早上要神听到我的声音，温牧师说我是不是说的太多了，大家觉得都有点无聊了，一遍一遍的怎么就讲这个信息。
But it's so important that we pray that God will direct our steps every day.
但是这个太重要了，每一天都要向神祷告，求神引导我们每一天的路。
Just the other day I was tempted to get a little bit upset because my time schedule for my day was upset a little bit.
有一天我有点不高兴，因为我那天的这个计划都被打乱了，所以我心情不大好。
Had to wait in one place a little longer than I wanted to.
我在一个地方，我结果不得不等更多的时间，把我的计划打乱了，所以我有点不开心。
But when I left that place and I went out and by accident I actually run into a person that I hadn't seen in many, many years.That if I hadn't had to wait it back here for a few more minutes, I would have missed that person totally.
那天尽管我在一个地方比我的计划待得久了一点，我觉得把我的计划打乱了。没想到我在离开的时候，居然见到了一个很多年都没有见过的一个朋友。如果是不在那儿等那么几分钟，我就见不到他，所以也很感恩。
The dark only had one door. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me."
而且这个挪亚方舟上只有一个门，耶稣基督说我是道路真理生命，我是这那个道门，除了我没有人能到神，不会经过我没有人能到。
The second warning I want to talk about comes also from the Old Testament, but it comes from the book of Kings.
第二个故事，第二个警告是来还是来自旧约，是在这个列王记的里的故事。
In the verse 20, if you want to look at it sometime, I really don't want to read it this morning, butKing Ahab was at war with the king of Syria, King Ben, I've forgotten his name. Anyway, the king of Syria was at war with King Ahab.
这个列王记上的第二十章，大家有空去看一下这个故事，很有意思的一个故事。他说当时的以色列王亚哈在跟这个亚兰王在打仗。
King Ahab had the chance to destroy the king of Syria, but when he recognized that he treated him as a brother rather than as an enemy, and because of that, God was very displeased.
这个以色列王亚哈已经打败了这个亚兰王，但是这场战争结束之后，他居然把这个亚兰王他的敌人给当成一个兄弟一样的来对待，所以神并不高兴。
So the prophet had himself wounded on purpose, and He tied a rag around his head and he sat beside of the road where Ahab was going to be passing by.
所以当时这个一位先知，他就是听着神的命令，他就把自己专门让人把自己打伤了。他在路边上，头上的伤处就裹着这个头巾，然后就等着亚哈王过来。
And when Ahab came by and he recognized him as one of the prophets, he said to Ahab as he made himself known. He said, "You've sinned against God."
所以这个亚哈王过来的时候，就看到这位先知在路边就头上裹着伤在那等他。所以亚哈王认出他来了。
Just as I have sinned, because during the battle they brought to me a prisoner, and they said to me, "Guard this prisoner with your life. If you let this prisoner go, it will be your life in place of his."
所以这个先知看到亚哈王从那里经过，他就向王呼叫说。仆人在镇上的时候，有人带了一个人来对我说：“你看守这人，若把他失了，你的性命必代替他的性命；不然，你必交出替他连得银子来。”
But the prophet got busy. He said, "I got busy."
这个神的先知就说：“啊，但是我在忙乱之间。”
He says, "I was busy here and I was busy there."
他说我因为在忙乱嘛，我就没看住那个人。
And when I looked, my prisoner was gone.
但是我抬头看的时候，那个人已经跑掉了。
And so the king, so it is with you when you have the opportunity to obey God, and destroy the king of Syria, you let your prisoner get away.
但是这个人就他先知用这个故事在告诉以色列的王亚哈，他说你就是一样的，这个神把这个亚兰王交在你的手里，是你的这个是你的敌人，你应该看守他的，结果你没看好，你把他放走了。
And from the high and holy day of Easter last week.And how encouraged we are to celebrate Easter and remind ourselves of the resurrection and the hope that we have. It's so easy to get busy here and there and let things slip away.
所以先知就告诉亚哈王，他说你把这个人放走了，所以你的命就要带他的命，你要受惩罚。所以牧师用这个故事来警告我们说，我们在庆祝这个复活节，我们大家都很高兴，节日嘛，大家就吃喝快乐。但是我们不要小就忙着这个忙着那个，结果把手头的应该看顾的这个东西给放走了。
Well, what I really wanted to talk about this morning is three benefits of the resurrection.
今天早上温牧师的信息实际上是讲这个
three benefits that we all enjoy from the resurrection.
这是我们所有人都能够享受的三个益处，三个好处。
You remember when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb early in the morning?
大家记得吗？复活节就是七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，马大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。
They were looking for the body of Jesus to finish preparing it for burial.
他们想要去寻找耶稣基督的尸体，好去埋葬他。
But they couldn't find it.
但是没有找着啊。
And so an angel appeared to them and said to them in another place, he said, what are you looking for? Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
因为主的使者天使过来从天上下来就问他们说你们在找什么呢你们怎么在死人中寻找活人呢
And the angel said to them, he is not here, he is risen.
天使对他们说他不在这里他已经复活了。
The second grade teacher was teaching her students, and she asked her students, "Do you know what the angel said to the women at the tomb?"
有一个二年级的老师在跟他的小朋友们在讲这个复活节的故事，在讲主复活的故事，就问他们说，你们知道那天天使对这个妇人说了什么吗？
One little girl raised her hand, said, "I know what he said."
一个小姑娘赶快举手，她说，我知道。
The teacher said, "What did he say?"
所以老师就问说，那这个天使跟小孩子天使跟这些妇女们说了什么呢？
The little girl said, "Oh, he's not here. He's in prison."
小姑娘说，哦，天使说的是他不在这儿，他在监狱里。为什么呢？因为英文里这个 prison 跟 risen 这个词听起来有点像，所以小孩子一直以为不是说主复活了，而是主在监狱里。
But Jesus is not in prison. He is risen.
耶稣基督可是绝对不在监狱里，他复活了。
And because he's not in prison, we enjoy the forgiveness of our sins.
因为主耶稣基督不在监狱里，我们也有自由，我们的罪得到了赦免。
Yesterday, talking to the cross-cultural ministry, there was a point that I made about one of the names of Jesus. I love to study the names of Jesus.
昨天我是在给跨文化的基督团契来讲到，然后我提到耶稣的很多的名字，我很爱去分析耶稣的每个名字的意义。
In Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, it talks about one of the names of Jesus. This says he the Amen. It's one of the names of Jesus is Amen.
在这个启示录的二章十四节，他提到耶稣众多的名字之中有一个名字就是阿门。
I like to think about that, you know.When the pastor is preaching and I agree with something he is saying, I like to say amen, and sometimes I even say it out loud.
因为我很喜欢这个名字，为什么呢？因为牧师们在讲道的时候，我如果在下面听他说到的什么东西，我觉得心里头非常同意，我就会大声的说阿门。
And sometimes if it doesn't scare me, if I do accidentally say something that you agree with, you could accidentally say something out loud if you wanted to.
他说我在这讲道的时候也一样，如果你同意我说的，如果你想要大声说出阿门，我不会反对的，你就只管说好了。
But I was thinking about why was Jesus called in one of his more than 100 different titles that Jesus has, why was he called the Amen?
所以我就在想耶稣基督有几百个名字，就是我们给他各样的头衔，但是其中有一个是阿门，为什么呢？
Way back in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, God promised the Messiah was going to come.
因为在创世纪的第三章提到神应许弥赛亚会来。
Adam and Eve cast out of the garden and conceived a son, and they named him Cain, and they thought that this was the promised Messiah as they held him up before the Lord.
亚当夏娃被赶出乐园之后呢，他们生了一个孩子，就是该隐，他们就以为这个孩子就是神所应许的弥赛亚。
But he wasn't the Messiah.
但是这该隐显然不是弥赛亚。
And for 4,000 years, there had to be road signs along the way, over 300 different times in the Old Testament. The prophets had to remind the people that the Messiah was coming.
在这之后的四千多年，就始终是这弥赛亚不是没来吗？所以这个先知们要不断的去提醒民众说弥赛亚会来的。
And even Jesus in the book of John chapter 2, after Jesus cleansed the temple of all of the animals and the fraudsters that were selling animals and cheating people and drove them all out of the temple, Jesus said, and they said to Jesus, by what authority do you do this?
是耶稣基督降世以后，大家记得耶稣在圣殿里不是把那些卖鸽子了、卖这些祭物的、收银钱的那些人都赶出去吗？他说：“你们把我父的殿变成个贼窝了。”当时就有人说：“谁给你这个权柄来做这样的事呢？”
I could picture one of those businessmen turning and saying on his way out as he's following his animals out of the temple, he turned and said, "What right do you have to do this? What's your authority for doing this?"
我可以就是牧师说他都可以想象，当时这些做生意的这些生意人赶着自己的牛羊从这个圣殿往外走的时候，还愤愤不平的说：“你凭什么呀？谁给你权利做这样的事，赶我们走呢？”
Now this is 3 years before Jesus is going to be crucified, but Jesus says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will build it again."
大家记得当时是在耶稣被钉十字架的3年之前，但是耶稣说：“你们毁了这个圣殿，我在3日之内要把它重建。”
Of course, they didn't understand. They said, "Oh, this temple took 46 years to build. How are you going to build it in 3 days?" But Jesus wasn't referring to the building. He was referring to his body.
当时的人们肯定是不理解这句话。他们是说，这圣殿用花了46年的时间才建起来，你怎么可能在3日之内就重建呢？但是显然，耶稣说的不是他这个真正的这个圣殿，而是说他的身体。
3 years before he was crucified, Jesus was predicting his own death.
所以在耶稣基督被钉十字架的3年之前，他就已经预言了他的死。
You see, and now here it is, Jesus on the cross, and after Jesus had been given the sour wine to drink, and he tasted it, and he said, "It is finished."
耶稣在十字架上，他们给了他这个蘸了点醋，不是让他喝了吗？然后他说成了。
I hear something. I hear thousands upon thousands of voices that are saying. Now, amen.
当时我听到成千上万的人都会说，阿门。
You see, now after all of those disappointments throughout all of the Old Testament, people thinking this one was a prophet, this one was the Messiah, that one was the Messiah, and many thousands that had come claiming to be the Messiah but were not. Now here's the Messiah. Now they see what Jesus has done, and they can shout "Amen" for all eternity.
因为在旧约那么几千年，大家都一直等待这位弥赛亚，觉得这个人是吗？那个人不是吗？也有很多人他自我宣称他是弥赛亚，都不是，大家很失望。经过这么多年的失望之后，现在耶稣基督是真正的弥赛亚。他在十字架上说成了的时候，下面成千上万的人都在说阿门。
Last night as I was thinking about this, I in my mind I could hear Abraham shouting "Amen."
所以那天晚上我在准备这个讲到耶稣基督一个名字
叫阿门。Isaac and Jacob shouting "Amen."
我可以听到亚伯拉罕。
King David shouting "Amen."
雅各，我可以听到这个。
Moses shouting "Amen."
摩西。
You see, all of those Old Testament people that were looking forward to Jesus coming as the Messiah, now that he is finished, amen.
因为在旧约里有这么多的先知，他都在盼望弥赛亚的到来。现在这位真正的弥赛亚终于来了，所以他们都在喊阿门。
And now here we are, 2,000 years plus. Now, since that time, looking back on it this way, we can join in that anthem, of course, and that loud hosanna shouting, "Amen, it is finished," cried Jesus, and he has come.
我们现在是在两千年之后，我们再回看这个历史事件，耶稣基督被钉十字架，他说成了。我们也知道这就是真正的弥赛亚，所以我们可以像旧约的先知们一起喊出来这一声阿门。
Because Jesus died on the cross, he became the victorious sacrifice for our sins, and we can be forgiven of our sins. And one of the benefits today is that we can walk in the forgiveness of our sins, and we can enjoy the forgiveness of sins.
耶稣基督死在十字架上，他付上了他的生命来代替来洗清我们的一切人的罪，所以我们过去的罪都被洗清了，我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前，成为。
Some of the things about old age I'm enjoying.
这是对我来讲，我现在年纪大了，我可以真正的我知道我是自由，我得了赦免。
I'm enjoying the fact I don't have to get up and go to work every day.
而现在我这么大年纪，我不用去上班，所以每天早上就可以比较放松一些，我觉得很享受。
But not everything about old age is so enjoyable.
但是当然了，年纪大了，这很多事情也不是这么容易享受的。
You see, the devil rolls the tape back. He reverses that tape. You know, just like anybody remember cassette tapes? He rewinds the tape and brings back memories that I don't want to remember anymore.
因为年纪大了，一个问题就是我们有很多的过去，我们有很多的回忆。他说这个撒旦总是就好像把这个磁带倒着往回放，让我们看到我们过去做了一些什么事。我不愿意去想的事，他就要提醒我。这是年长的一个不好的地方。
But yet those memories are still there somewhere.
因为这个过去的事情尽管过去了，但是我的记忆里还有啊，我做的犯的错还在那儿。
But as much as I don't like those memories, let me tell you something I do like.
我很不喜欢过去的一些不愉快的回忆，或者我做的错事的这些记忆。但是呢，我告诉大家，我也有我很喜欢的事情。
I like the fact that I can say, "Amen, it is finished, and they're forgiven."
我可以，我很喜欢这个事实，因为耶稣基督在十字架上说成了，我就可以讲我过去的罪都已经被赦免、被原谅、被饶恕，所以我现在我可以说阿门。
And as bad as we feel about some things, we can rejoice in the fact that they're under the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross.
我无论我们过去犯了多大的错，做了做多多么让我们自己觉得心里不安的这些事情，以耶稣基督在十字架上，当他说成了，我们过去的罪都被赦免，所以我们现在就可以跟对着耶稣的这句话说阿门，我们的罪已经得了赦免。
Oh, thank God for the hope that we have of the resurrection.
所以感谢主给我们复活的盼望。
Oh, I'm so glad that when we pass by the graveyard and we go see my mother and my father's grave, I have hope of the resurrection that I'll see them again.
我很高兴的就是我给我的爸爸妈妈扫墓的时候，我看到坟墓，但是我知道我们有一天他们会复活，我们有一天会再重见。
I think about when Jesus died on the cross that the devil thought that Jesus was defeated.
我就在想，当时耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，这个魔鬼撒旦他就认为说耶稣已经被打败了。
There was a battle that took place about 210 years ago in 1815.
这牧师有一个故事，就是在1815年发生的一件事情。
A battle between England and France.
当时是英国法国在打仗。
The Battle of England was the leader of the battle was the Duke of Wellington.
当时英国的统帅就是惠灵顿公爵。
And the leader of the Battle of France was Napoleon Bonaparte.
当时法国的这个跟他对打的这个法国的皇帝，那么就是拿破仑波拿巴。
No cell phones, no electronic ways of communication.
在那时候，这场大家很多人知道，这是滑铁卢战役，很有名的历史上。当时没有电话，没有电邮，没有电报，什么都没有。
While the battle was going on, the people were so anxious to know the outcome of the battle.
所以两方在激战的时候，大家都在观望，都在那非常迫切的想要知道这场战到底是谁打赢了。
So the way they were going to communicate, and the only way they had to communicate, was when the sailboats returned from the battle.And would be passing along the coast of England, there would be people, watchers, standing along the coast, watching for the signals from the boats, the flags that they had to communicate.
因为在那时候你没有任何的现代的通信手段，所以这场战役打得那么激烈，大家在唯一的办法，你怎么知道这个战到底这场仗到底谁赢了？只能是这些守望者在英国的这个海岸线上面，在那盯着远方的这个船回来的时候，他要打旗语，他们要看着这个旗帜。上面的这个信息，他才能知道这个战争这个信息。
But the day they were coming back, it was a rainy, foggy day, and there was very little visibility.
但是那天就是这个战争已经结束了，这个战船回来的时候，那天英国不是经常是多雾嘛？那天就是大雾弥漫的时候，根本看不清远方的战船回来打出来的是什么信息。
Finally, for the space of just a few minutes, the weather cleared up enough that one of the sailboats could start to send his message.
所以这个边上的守望者根本都看不清远方的信息，结果突然这个太阳出来了，就那么一两分钟的时间，大概这个云层散掉了，他们就通过这个雾也散掉了，可以看清楚对方打的这个旗语是什么。
And he was able to send Wellington defeated, and that was all he was able to send until the weather closed in again and they couldn't see him.
结果这个守望者一看，那个旗语就在那一两分钟的空隙里，看到对方打过来的信息是。惠灵顿将军失败了，就这么几个字，然后这个雾一下子又过来，再也看不清了。
So that message was communicated all up and down through England, and the people were so sad and dismayed because they thought that England had been defeated in the battle.
所以这个消息，这惠灵顿将军败了，这英国人所有的人都知道这个消息以后，大家都非常沮丧灰心，觉得这下子完蛋了。
But when the weather cleared up and they got the rest of the message and it said, Wellington defeated Napoleon of Bonaparte.
结果等到天气晴了以后，这雾散去，他们再看这个信息，他们刚才看到的是断章取义，没有看到完全的信息。这整个的这一句，这个祈雨打出来的信息是惠灵顿将军打败了拿破仑。
See, when Jesus died on the cross, the devil thought that he had defeated the enemy.
所以这个耶稣基督在死在十字架的时候，这个魔鬼撒旦也是，就觉得耶稣基督败了嘛，他都死了嘛。But
Sunday came.
但是星期天来了。And
the weather cleared.
天气晴朗了。And
I don't know where all of those big strong men were. I don't know where Peter and his sword was, but those two brave women went to the tomb.
我就不知道耶稣基督的十二个使徒那些强壮的男人都跑到哪去了，怎么到墓坟墓前面只是两个女人在看呢？
Thank God for those brave women.
所以感谢主，为这两个勇敢的女人感谢主。And
there they were, and they got the message. Amen. Amen. Thank God for our sisters.
所以为我们的姐妹感谢主。Amen. Amen.
But you know, so it is. Our sins are forgiven, and because Jesus is the Amen.
因为耶稣基督的有一个名字就是阿门，我们的罪被赦免了，我们都可以说阿门。Yeah.
You know, then he was crucified.
然后耶稣基督被钉十字架。You
know, the second benefit that we live under because of the resurrection is the power of present living. We can live victorious in this day that we're living.
大家知道，这第二个，这个耶稣基督复活带给我们的第二个益处，就是我们可以每一天面对每一天的生活，因为耶稣基督是我们生命的主。
Not only the guarantee of forgiveness of past sins, but it's a guarantee of power of present living that we can live day by day.
我们不只是说我们过去的罪被赦免了，而是我们今天有力量面对我们每一天的生活，这也是主给我们的应许。
If I see my screen, I can't see you, and if I see you, I can't see my screen. So
same thing with me. I have to use my glasses also. 我们现在戴眼镜就是看近处的和远处的，要有两个眼镜才能看清。
Because Jesus is a living Savior, He's a Savior who is able to empower us to live each day with Him.
因为耶稣基督是一位活着的救主，所以我们每一天的生活都可以从他那里支取力量。
The Apostle Paul said to the Philippians, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength."
这使徒保罗在腓立比书说，他靠着那加我力量的主，我凡事都能做。
Because of Jesus, the resurrection, the Apostle Paul affirmed that he had power for daily living.
就是因为耶稣基督已经复活，所以这个使徒保罗可以说，我每一天我靠着那加我力量的主，凡事都能做。
Years ago, there was a missionary in the country of Turkey who was having great difficulty getting Muslims to understand why they should believe in Jesus.
很多年前，有一位牧师在土耳其在宣教，他就觉得非常让那些穆斯林能够来信主耶稣基督是非常困难的事。One
day he was traveling with some Muslims along a road that had no road signs.
有一天，他就跟一群穆斯林一起在旅行，他们在路上经过，看到路上有一些这个路途这个路名标志。Eventually
they came to a fork in the road.
结果走啊走，他们这标志不那么清楚，他们最后走到一个岔路口。
Not having a map and not knowing which road to take to their destination.
他们没有地图，所以就不知道下面该往哪走。这么多岔路。
However, right beside the road was the tomb of a Muslim holy man.
但是这个路边上就有一个穆斯林的一个先知，他一个穆斯林的这个圣徒死去的一个坟墓。
The missionary must have been a brave man, but he said to the Muslim, he said, "Let's go to the tomb and ask the holy man which way to go."
这个宣教士非常勇敢，他就对这穆斯林说：“那我们就去问问这位墓坟墓里的圣徒，我们下面该往哪走吧。”But
the man is dead, the Muslim companions protested.
这些穆斯林觉得好奇怪，这人已经死了，你问他，他会告诉你吗？He
can't give us information. See that house over there? Let's go over there and ask someone who is alive.
他说这个坟墓里的是死人呐，他怎么可能给我们方向呢？我们去到那边，那边有一家有一个房子，可能有人住那儿，我们就去问问那些活人呐。
Oh, you're quite right, said the missionary. Never forget that Muhammad is dead. He can give you no help or information. In him there is no life.
所以这个宣教士就抓住这个机会对穆斯林说，是啊，没错，他说你说的完全没错，死人不可能给我们方向，是不是？他说穆罕默德，你们的先知已经死了，你怎么可能从他那里得到人生的方向呢？
But Jesus is alive, and he will not only give you eternal life if you trust him as your Lord and Savior, but he will also empower you for daily living.
所以他说你看，耶稣基督是位永活的真神，他不只是能够在原谅你过去的罪，你现在每一天的生活你都可以从他那里寻求方向。
Because the tomb is empty, we can not only have forgiveness of sins, but we can also have power to help us in our daily life.
因为耶稣的坟墓是空的，他没有死，他是永活的神，所以我们不止过去的罪得到了赦免，我们也可以从他那里支取每天生活的力量。
The Hebrew writer said, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through to the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess.
所以这个希伯来书也是说，因为耶稣基督就是我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
I read about a pastor that he was preparing for Easter, but his house looked more like 9-1-1 than it did Easter.
我也读到一个关于一个牧师的故事，他本来在准备星期天的讲道，就是要为复活节做一个讲道，结果在那之前他的家里头更像是一个911的犯罪现场，不是犯罪了，就是急救现场，而不是像在庆祝这个复活节。
His wife of 15 years had just arrived home at 3 a.m. after a long shift as a hospital nurse.
因为他的太太是在医院的一个护士，她刚刚值了晚班回来，到家都三点钟了。
Her heart started beating at more than 100 beats a minute.
这个她的当时太太的身体突然觉得一下出状况，这个心跳100多下。
Her pulse soon raced so fast that they couldn't even measure it.
她这个就是脉搏这个跳动越来越快，越来越快，他们最后连这个脉搏这个数都数不清了。
So they called 911.
所以他们没有办法，赶快就打电话给911。
They put her in the hospital and finally got things under control.
他们就把这个牧师太太给送到医院去，就在这紧急抢救。
But yet she had a setback, and there we go again, and they were struggling to keep her alive and to get her regulated.
结果这种心跳加速这个状况一会儿又出现了，所以他们就没办法，只好在 ICU 里面就一直在监测。
The pastor was preparing to go to his church and talk about the resurrection of Christ, but yet he was suffering in his own darkness as he was afraid for the health of his own wife.
这个牧师马上天亮就要去教会去来讲这个主日这个复活节的讲道，可是家里头这样子的混乱，而且这太太身体现在是命悬一线，所以她心里头被这种黑暗恐惧给占据了，她就不知道这星期天的讲道该怎么讲。
The pastor returned to his house late the night before Easter, and he said, "How can I celebrate Easter when I'm living in Good Friday?"
这个牧师就从医院回到家，但是他就在想，他说我明天就是复活节，天亮就是复活节，当我自己在这个星期五的受难日的时候，我怎么去讲解这个庆祝复活节的，怎么去讲这篇信息呢？
An old seminary friend called him and said, after explaining, he said, first he wants you to know that Christ is Savior and rose from the grave.
这个他在神学院的一位同学给他打了电话，了解这个状况之后，就跟他讲：首先要知道，他说耶稣基督已经是从死里复活了。
I want you to know, my brother, that you are not Christ. Jesus will give you power to lead your congregation in the celebration of Easter.
所以这位同学就跟他讲说：你不是耶稣，你不是基督，但是基督会给你力量，让你来过你的日常的生活，能够讲出这篇道来。
Pastor, your wife knows that you love her, and she wants you to be the best pastor you can be.
他说你的太太是爱你，她希望你能够在这个复活节讲出你最好的一篇道。
But pastor discovered that Jesus is risen.
而且这个牧师这时候他意识到耶稣基督已经复活了。
It turned out that his wife recovered.
后来他的太太身体也复原了。
He discovered the power of the resurrection in his life.
他也发现这个主复活的大能就在他的身上。
But in that hardship, he discovered I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
就是在这个困难之中，他意识到 我靠着那加我力量的，凡事都能做。
As our time is slipping away, the third benefit that we have is hope for future destiny.
我们的第三个益处，主复活带给我们的第三个益处，就是我们对未来、我们的命运，我们有永久的盼望。
Forgiveness for past sins, guarantee for present living, and a guaranteed hope for future.
所以这就是这三个益处。过去的我们的罪已经得了赦免，而且我们有力量面对每一天的生活。然后我们对未来，我们有永恒的盼望。
If Jesus was not raised from the dead, we would have no hope for the future.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，我们对未来就没有盼望。
But because he's alive, we do have hope.
因为他现在还活着，我们就有盼望。
We know that all that he said is true.
我们知道耶稣所说的都是真的。
By his power, God raised Jesus from the dead, and he'll raise us also.
神已靠着他的力量已经叫主复活，也用他的能力会叫我们复活。
Jesus told his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled."
耶稣对他的门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神，也当信我。
If in my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, I would have told you.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已经告诉你们了。
I'm going to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
Missionary to Portugal some many years ago during World War II was in a bad situation.
在二战的时候，在葡萄牙有一位宣教士，当时的情况很糟糕，因为二次大战到处都是战火。
The American embassy warned all Americans that they needed to leave the country as soon as possible.
当时美国大使馆就已经给世界各地的美国这个公民都发出这个警告，说你们都立刻离开当地，要回到美国来，这才是安全的。
It was so critical that he went down to the docks and he put his wife and his 8 children on a ship to go back home.
所以当时葡萄牙的战事已经非常危急，所以这位牧师不得不把他的妻子和他的8个孩子就送到港口，送他们上船来回美国。
Also, his sister and her 3 children.
当时同船的还有他的一个姐妹和他的3个孩子。
He stayed behind just before he was.To finish up some things, and he was going to follow them to England in just a few days.
他把这妻子、孩子和他姐妹们，他们都先送走了，因为他还有一些事情需要处理。然后他也准备要回美国来。
And on the Lord's Day, just as the departure had taken place, the missionary stood before his congregation and said, "I've just received word that all my family arrived home safely."
就在那个主日的早上，牧师上台来讲道之前，他得到了这个船已经出发了，他得到了从那船那儿的来的消息，他就跟会众说，我刚刚得到消息，我的家人已经全部平安回家了。
Then he proceeded to worship.
然后他就继续带着大家敬拜。
It was not until after the service was over that the full meaning of his words became clear.
直到这个讲道结束之后，大家才理解他这句话的意思。
You see that just before the worship service started, he had received a telegram informing him that a submarine had torpedoed the ship. In which his family was sailing, and everyone on board had drowned.
因为就在他讲到之前，他得到的信息是说，当时这个船刚刚出发，一个潜艇发射鱼雷，把整个船都摧毁了，所有的人无一生还，所以他的家人全都死了。
And Eric Barker knew that because everyone in his family had trusted in Christ as Lord and Savior, that they had in fact arrived home safely, their heavenly home.
但是牧师知道，他所有的家人都已经信了主，所以他们现在是平安的，在天家了。
And although he was overcome by grief, he knew that by God's grace he had a sure hope of one day being reunited with his family.
尽管他为家人失去所有的家人，他极其的悲伤，但是他知道他有永生的盼望，他以后还会在天家见到他们。
You know, I'm so glad for that hope.
我真是为这个我们永生的盼望，我感恩，而为此高兴。
Oh, if we didn't have that hope, I don't know what we'd be, except as Apostle Paul said, of all men most miserable. I'm glad for that hope today.
我真是为这我们有这样永生的盼望而感恩，因为如果没有这样的盼望，我不知道我们会是什么样子。
I'm extremely grateful that God hasn't asked me to go through some of these extremely hard places.
我也非常感恩主派遣我到那些有些地方是非常困难的，有很多的这个危险的地方。
But if He does, we have this hope.
即使我们需要去这些面对危险，主给我们有永恒的盼望。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we bow in your presence.
主啊，我们在你的面前，我们低头祷告。
We thank you, Father, for the hope of eternal life.
感谢主，你给我们永生的盼望。
We thank you for the wonderful grace of Jesus.
我们感谢主，你的恩典。
We thank you for forgiveness of sins.
主，感谢你赦免了我们的罪。
We thank you for the power to live day by day.
感谢主，你赐我们力量，能够过每一天的生活。
We thank you for the hope of eternal life.
我们为永生的盼望感谢主。
Help us to be aware of the dangers that are surrounding us.
主啊，你让我们对周围的危险能够警醒。
Keep us near the cross, we pray.
要让我们一直贴近你的十字架，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.